When James Dale was practicing internal medicine in Philadelphia, his daily commute was about an hour. But in Luray, Virginia, he and his wife could get a nice house less than a minute from Page Memorial Hospital. He's chief of staff there, and most of the patients he sees are suffering from treatable conditions.
Things like dehydration, infections, pneumonia, you know, older people with chronic illnesses, people who need physical therapy, occupational therapy.
That's okay with Dale. He's allowed by law to keep patients at this critical access hospital for no more than 3 days. If they're not ready to go home by then or need complex medical or surgical treatment, he can send them to a more advanced hospital for continued care.
And we have a helicopter system for the really acute stuff and then ground transport for the other stuff.
That's not to diminish the importance of Page Memorial and other rural hospitals that treat people after car crashes or farm accidents, those who've suffered heart attacks or strokes, without a medical center nearby. They might not survive.
It would be dangerous to live here. I mean, it's beautiful, but if you get really sick, you need a place to get stabilized and get out of here fairly quickly, which we can do. These people getting in their car and driving over an hour to a hospital, a lot of them wouldn't make it.
But since he arrived in 1983, Dale's hospital has faced a series of financial problems. Patients here tended to be older, sicker, and more reliant on government programs than the statewide average, according to Julian Walker with the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association.
On average in Virginia, almost two-thirds, about 63% of inpatient admissions are going to be people that are Medicaid, Medicare, or uninsured. In some rural communities, that number is upwards of 70%.
Neither Medicare, which serves seniors, nor Medicaid, which serves low-income people and those with disabilities, paid the full cost of care. And thousands of people who had no insurance received free care at Page Memorial. Paying patients began leaving sooner, according to Dr. Dale.
The other hospital started to get higher tech, and we started moving people sooner, and it hit us hard in the late 1980s. In fact, the hospital almost closed.
That worried community leaders like Bill Dudley, a realtor who says Luray would be a tough sell without its hospital.
Yeah, I think people are very health conscious, and you know, if they're not those kind of facilities quickly available, I think it certainly is a negative for an area.
And while Page County has just 23,000 residents, that number can double or triple in the summer when travelers flock to the area for scenery and adventures. Hospital President Travis Clark says business people who depend on tourism are determined to keep the local hospital going.
We have 500,000 people come through the Luray Caverns every year, and another 1.5 million come to the Shenandoah National Park.
So Page Memorial did three things that have saved many hospitals here and nationwide. First, it merged with a larger group that operates a major medical center in Winchester and 5 smaller facilities in the area. Valley Health had the money to build a new 25-bed hospital that opened 5 years ago in Luray with an expanded emergency department and a rehabilitation center. It also promoted patient-friendly policies that made it easier for people to get care and won important changes in Richmond. Details in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.